Penguin Random House Audio presents Ever After, a Nantucket Brides novel by Jude Devereaux. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. Prologue. Haley couldn't find the packet of papers she needed to give her boss. She remembered putting them in a big white envelope, then slipping it into her tote bag. Although the bag was in the trunk of her car, the envelope wasn't in it. As she stood in the mall parking lot, she went over everywhere she'd been that morning, to the pharmacy to pick up her stepsister's favorite hair conditioner, to the dry cleaners to get the skirt Shelley had stained, and she'd stopped by the garage to ask yet again when Shelley's car was going to be ready, so she could run her own damned errands. Haley took a breath to calm herself. There were also 6 plastic bags in the trunk, all of them full of her stepsister's clothes, unopened bills, shoes, and beauty products, but none of them contained the envelope full of papers. She closed the trunk and turned away. Too much, she thought. It was all getting to be too much for her. Since Shelley had returned 6 weeks ago, everything had been chaos. Haley was a morning person. Her stepsister liked to stay up all night. Haley needed quiet to study for her exams. Shelley didn't seem alive unless some machine was emitting noise. The car Shelley had driven back from California was in such bad condition that she'd wanted to have it towed away. "I'll just borrow yours," she said, then left the room before Haley could protest. But then Shelley had made it clear why she was staying. She wanted Haley to sell the house and split the money. The fact that Haley's father hadn't changed...